This is Harry Murray at Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. First day of March, and we're going to tell you what I expect to be going on through our trout streams and bass streams that you can take advantage of. March is a terrific month for the serious mountain trout fishermen. Early in March, the Eplis pluralis nymphs are very, very active in the lower parts of the riffles in preparation for hatching. Now, there are very few are going to be coming off now, but they will in a couple of weeks. If you look at some of the pictures in my books and everything, those pictures of the nymphs, you'll see of the Eplis pluralis, those are nymphs that I just lay in the palm of my hand, and most of those are captured in the lower part of the incoming riffles. They're kind of sort of on the downstream side of those rocks. But if you want to catch the fish that are feeding on those nymphs, I would use the Mr. Apidan beadhead nymph in about a size 14. Cast this upstream so it falls right below that riffle and fish it back downstream dead drift. Now, strike detection can be a little bit of a problem. The best system I know is to use that Murray's Trout nymph leader with a built-in indicator system and all that. That'll help you detect those strikes real quickly. Now, by the middle of March, those nymphs that were starting to get real active are ready to come to the surface and hatch into the duns. And these duns drift along the surface, and you can see the fish coming up to them and sucking them in. My favorite fly for that, in fact, it's the fly I invented the Mr. Apidan to match, is the Mr. Apidan parachute dry fly size 14. That is, the tummy of that is a great match for the real insect. That's what I was shooting for. And you can cover that, just cover the pool with that if you don't see rising fish. But in many cases, especially when these duns are coming off and the spinners are coming back in the last hour of the day, you're going to have both duns and spinners on the water. You're going to have a lot of feeding fish. Now, the big fish are going to locate on what I call the primary feeding station, which is either going to be on the lip of that pool or they're going to be in the corner of that pool. They're not going to be up in the middle where they got to fight like crazy to come up and get them. They're going to be in the lip of the pool or the corner pool. Now, if you don't know what I'm calling the lip of the corner, when I wrote that book, Trout Fishing in Shenandoah National Park, in the revised edition, there's a beautiful picture in there on page 31 that identifies these feeding stations. And that's where these fish are going to be because it's so easy for them to feed on the naturals in those locations. Now, about the third week of March, the blue quill mayflies start hatching. Now, this is a small fly. It's a very fragile fly. It's about a size 16. I do match that with a blue quill dry fly size 16. You'd fish this much like you would the Eplis pluralis hatch. But on cold days, I have seen many times when these fragile little blue quills couldn't dry their wings and get off the surface of the river. They drift into the little back eddies, all the size of a living room chair back in there. And then they get kind of trapped in the film. I've crawled in on my tummy just to see what they're doing. And those trout sit down under those little flotillas and those back eddies. And sometimes you'll have a couple dozen flies back there drifting round and round. And those fly trout just get back under there and suck them under like crazy. Now, there are a lot of squirrely currents around those. I find in order to catch those guys, my best tactic is to use a slack line cast. I still like Marinero's cast better than any of them. Vince's puddle cast is really great. But after these get on, the Eplis pluralis are on, you're going to have a lot of fish feeding, and you can cover the water since it's easier to see and floats better. I tend to go with the Mr. Apidan parachute drying about a size 14. I fish this on a 9-foot 5X knotted classic leader. So that is good game all the way through March. Especially with the warm weather we've had this year, March is going to provide us outstanding mountain trout fishing. So get out there and take advantage of it. Now, if you're so inclined to hit the bass, we're starting to catch some pretty big bass in the protected areas on the river where the current is slowed down. Now, probably the best of all of these for our fishing here on the North and South Fork of the Shenandoah River are the back eddies. Now, the back eddies form below a riffle on the slow side of the current. not out in the heavy current now, but they're below the riffle, but snugged right up beside the riffle, but they're going to be on the slow side, and it will be a back eddy. It's pretty easy to identify. You'll see junk floating around back in there. These may range anywhere from 5 feet in diameter to 50 feet in diameter, and they can be 6 or 8 feet deep. So effective flies there, since we're looking for big fish, I use my big flies on that. The Murray's Magnum Hogsucker, the Magnum Darter, the Magnum Creek Chub, all of those in a size 4 are very effective back in there. Now, since that water is so deep, I use sort of the modern version of my old high D head. The line that's on the market now called the Scientific Angler Sonar Sync 30 Warm Line, I know, sounds squirrely, in a 200 grain. That's the my version of the old high D head. But that in 200 grains is a terrific line to fish those back eddies with, because it goes down. Now, with that, I would use a 6 foot 2X sinking leader that we make. That gets you down there quickly, and just strip those flies real slowly across the stream bottom, all 10 inches about every 10 or 20 seconds. Just crawl them across the stream bottom. They're very effective now, and they hold many, many large fish. I'll devote at least a half hour to almost each one of these back eddies. So that sort of gives you an overall view of what's going on, what I anticipate being happening here in March, and we're already well on the way to it. So if you have any questions on this, call me at the fly shop here in Edinburgh. It's 540-984-4212. Thank you very much.